Well, Dan, we've got some very special, special guests here today. Look at this book.
Oh, huh? That's awesome, Brad. And in our Touch Points Rehab interview chair are Michael Jasper Copeland, author of the book, Oh, What a Move, Profiles of Hartford Basketball Players, 1954 to 1984, and former Hartford basketball star Norman Bailey. Gentlemen, welcome to you both.
Good morning, good morning.
Well, thanks for having us. We appreciate you guys having us. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
And, getting close to the mics now. Yeah,
and Michael, we're going to start, first of all, with you. We'll get to the book in a moment, but you got a big event coming up the weekend after next. We'll start with Friday, July 28th at Wampanoag Country Club, the Welcome Meet and Greet. So let's start there. Talk about that.
Yes, the meet and greet is Friday the 28th from 6 to 9. We have a very good, exciting program. We're going to have a video production or viewing of the Over 30 Basketball League in the Summer Basketball League back in the 70s and 80s. And,
wow.
It's going to feature a lot of the great ball players of that era, featuring yours truly, Norman Bailey, who is here, Rick Mahorn, Michael Adams.
Mahorn's coming.
Rick Mahorn is scheduled to come, yes, on Friday. So we're doing that, and also a display or a viewing of the 1962 New England Championship game, which featured Buckley High School and Hartford Public High School.
Can you imagine?
Wow. That wasn't at Boston Garden, was it?
Yes, it was.
It was.
Yes. Matter of fact, that was the last New England Championship game.
Wow.
Which featured Eddie
Griffin. Featured two Hartford schools?
Two Hartford schools.
That's when they were hot.
Yeah. Oh, that is incredible. Wow. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be on Friday, July 28th. Can people attend still? Are the tickets available?
Tickets are still available, and those tickets are $20.
Well, what a deal. $20 from 6 to 9 p.m., meet and greet, Wampanoag Country Club in West Hartford. And then Saturday, July 29th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., you have the Youth Skills and Drills Training Camp. Talk about that.
Well, I'm going to have Norman. That's his baby.
Okay.
So I'm going to defer to Norman.
Go ahead, Norman.
Go ahead, Norman.
Good morning. The Skills and Drills Camp is going to be co-ed. It's going to be for the kids in the Hartford community as well as the greater Hartford community, middle age school through high school. It's going to be facilitated by local coaches. We're going to have a guest speaker, a former teammate, and a good friend of mine, Earl Kelly. He's going to be the guest speaker. He has a good story to tell. He's in the New Haven area facilitating camps and doing personal training as well. So he's going to be there. We're going to have vendors there. 93.7 is going to be there. The City of Hartford Health Van. Giving out massages also is going to be a massage company. The National Guard is going to be there. And then also we're going to have a couple of performances by the Marching Cobras, a drill team. We're going to have two singers perform. And we're looking forward to just giving something back to the community.
How long did it take you to put all this together? This is going to be fabulous for the city.
Well, Mike started writing the book 3 years ago, and 2 years ago, we collaborated and came up with the idea of celebrating the history of Hartford basketball. So we go back from the Blue Hills neighborhood. We grew up together. We've been friends for the last 40 years. And we just thought that this would be something to highlight the history of sports
in
Hartford.
Dan, I got something to tell you, too, okay? I was here at DRC. I was outside. I was outside one late afternoon,
right,
and the bike riders came down, and guess who was one of them?
Norman.
Yeah, I remember that day clearly. Myself, Michael Adams, Marcus Brown, and a couple of the guys from the neighborhood coming from the Rockwell courts. And, of course, we always knew who you were. We were surprised that you recognized us, but I remember
sure
that some 40 years ago.
Wow. So, Saturday in the day, 10 to 2 in the afternoon, 10 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, the Youth Skills and Drills Training Camp. And then, Michael, that night, Saturday, July 29th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the USS Chowder Pot 4 restaurant, the Big Weekend Dinner Gala. Talk about that.
Yeah, the gala, that's when many of the great players that we wrote about will be honored. About 60 guys are expected to return for that and receive citations and medallions for their outstanding legacies to Hartford basketball. Of course, the legendary coach Jim Calhoun will be our featured speaker, and we're really looking forward to having him. Now, the proceeds for this particular event will go towards the Sons of Thunder Coalition, which is an organization that provides basketball, and we have a variety of programs, college tours, prep school tours, after-school programs to help the kids with their homework, and we're going to lay out a program that really helps student-athletes get their act together in terms of college. So that's going to be our student-athlete summit that we're really excited about and really trying to get that.
What a program, Dan. Yeah, this is thrilling.
Yeah. Yes, we're also going to provide scholarships for some of the local kids and give them opportunity. It may help out with their books and, you know, some of the things that they may need to get started.
Two very special guests. And this book, Oh, What a Move. I love the title.
Michael, talk about the book, because now it's available for sale. You've got it published, and this is quite a book. Talk about it. We're not talking about a pamphlet here. We're talking about a book here.
How long did it take you to write this?
It took me 3 years. Now, when I first started writing the book, I had a general idea of some of the great players in Hartford. But when I went down to the Hartford State Library to really research the history, I found out that I didn't know as much as I thought. Now, if I would have, based on my original information, I would have been finished the book. It would have been done a long time ago. But when you start talking about Carmen Perón and Jimmy Benedict and
Johnny Egan.
I knew about Johnny Egan. But some of these other guys.
Did you go through old microfilms and newspapers, or how did you do your research?
I did my research. First, I got a lot of help with an old classmate by the name of Kevin Johnson. And they have information on microfiche, but they also have it computerized. Someone must have scanned all the information and put it on a computer, which made it very convenient. Sure. Or you can make copies and, you know, go about your business doing that.
Wow. And how can people get a copy of the book?
Through Amazon.com, but also it's going to be on display at those three events, the 28th and the 29th, at the meet and greet at the Charter Park from 6 to 9, at Keeney Park from 10 to 2, and at the gala on the 29th from 6 to 10.
And that's when Jim Calhoun's speaking.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Yeah. Norman, first of all, what do you remember about your days playing youth basketball in Hartford? Talk about that.
Well, we all started out playing in someone's backyard. A teammate of mine, Mike Cobb, the Cobb family, Dr. Cobb and his family, on Canterbury Street, and they had a couple of courts back there, and we all started playing in the backyards. And then we start playing organized ball, playing CYO basketball. I played for St. Justin's, and that was my introduction into organized basketball. And then eventually, you found your way into Keeney Park. And Keeney Park is where it happened. We played from sunup to sundown, and everybody played at Keeney Park. And so many people, these guys that are featured in the book, played a part in my development. I took a little bit from every guy, and that's how I got to where I was.
High school basketball. What do you remember about your high school basketball days?
Well, Northwest Catholic, we were rebuilding my freshman year in 77, and Charles Larson was my high school coach. We had a tough schedule. We played in one of the best conferences in the state, the Harford County Conference. It's been dismantled since then. A lot of times when we're talking with the other guys, everybody says their team was the best. But in 1979, the Harford County Conference put three teams in the state finals out of the four classes.
Really?
We lost to Wilbercross in the double L. South Catholic won the L. Rod Foster and Aquinas won the M. And then there's the S class, but out of the four classes, the HCC put four teams, three teams in the state finals. That's phenomenal.
I mean, Michael, those are great days. I mean, a rich history of Hartford basketball, just what Norman is talking about, isn't it?
It's wonderful. You know, a lot of people, they talk about these other cities and these other high school legacies like the New Yorks, the Chicagos, the Los Angeles, Indiana, but Connecticut basketball, Hartford basketball in particular, incredible, incredible rivalries, incredible crowds. And one of the things I think that's missing today is it's a lack of community. It was more community back then, and somehow we got to find a way to get that back, and that's one of the strong themes of the book is relationships and community.
That's what I was going to ask you next. Can we bring those days back?
I think so, and I think through the nonprofit organization that we run, the Sons of Thunder Coalition, that's one of the things that we want to do is find a way to bring community back and really help these student-athletes get educated.
Can we do it, Norman, bring these days back?
I believe we can. I don't want to get into politics, but with all of the magnet schools now, it's kind of like spreaded everybody around. I go to some high school games and they don't even pull out half the bleachers. When we were playing, when we had our conference championships during the days of the HCC, a high school team, we sold the University of Hartford out every night.
Wow. The university.
2,500 people, standing room only every night. So hopefully we can get back to that. But I think with the magnet schools, though they serve a purpose, they've kind of spread it, the kids out, because now there's no districts. There's no right. boundaries, and I can live on the north end of Hartford and decide to go to one of those magnet schools in the south end, and there's no districting now. And it's kind of like also it's affected education, I believe, and it's also affected sports. I went to a Thanksgiving Day football game a couple of years back. The last time I believe they played at Dillon Stadium, Weaver had maybe 35 kids going both ways, and Hartford High had maybe 90 kids playing on all their prospective teams. It was just unbalanced.
Yeah. Got to bring those days back. Now, Norman, you went on to play basketball at UConn, right?
UConn, yes. Yeah.
What do you remember about your UConn days under Don Perno, by the way?
Well, we were early in the Big East, and that's when the Big East Conference was started in 1979. And one of the things that had really captivated me about UConn was the opportunity to play in front of my family at the time. Of course, I had other options, but I just chose to stay home. But the Big East Conference was on the move, and it was fierce. And St. John's, Georgetown, Villanova,
Providence
College, of course, Seton Hall. That's before Pitt and all the other teams came in and made it a monster conference. But the Big East Conference was hot, and I wanted to be a part of it.
Isn't it great that you got Jim Calhoun as your speaker for the big night, the big banquet?
Oh, I mean, you're talking about a legend, and what he's done for the state is just it's just amazing. A lot of people just think that he was just a UConn coach, but he did great things in the Massachusetts, Boston area.
Northeastern.
So he knows all about New England basketball, and he's familiar with many of the players, so I can't think of another coach or person to be a part of this.
Michael, what motivated you to write this book and also put together this big weekend?
Unbelievable weekend.
It's been a maturation. I've always been intrigued with history, U.S. history, sports history as a child. I can remember when the Hartford Times and the Hartford Current, I used to be particularly intrigued with the players of the week. Used to see the Rick Mahorns, the Pooch Tollivers, and it just really intrigued me. And I've always looked encyclopedias, got all my Reader's Digest or the Sporting Digest, Sports Illustrated. I'm a prescriber now to Slam Magazine, which is a very hip hop type of basketball magazine. I just always loved basketball history, and I had some downtime recently, about 3 or 4 years ago, and I said, you know what? Nobody talks about Hartford basketball. they talk about these other cities, but nobody talks about Harford basketball. So I knew, like, the Normans, the Bill Browns, the Pooch Tolivers, and I kind of started out with those guys, and everybody's interconnected, so it wasn't really a big chore to really find everybody. So it was very fun.
Norman.
Yes, and speaking of connections, we have a connection. My brother Paul actually played on that 1962 championship team, and he always told me stories about Eddie Griffith and Kostic, and he was a senior. Those guys were sophomores, and Eddie Griffith and those guys shot him to the New England championships. And also another connection is your daughter, Brad. You being a South Catholic guy, didn't she
Leslie.
Come to find out Leslie ended up at Northwest?
That's right.
Yeah, that is a lot of connections here. And all of those guys that mentioned in the book, like, it's just a big fraternity. These relationships go back 40 years in my case, and then with the others, it's just a wonderful thing. And that's the biggest thing that I've taken away from sports is the camaraderie. These guys have been my brothers for life, and it all started out behind the pill.
Your favorite basketball story, Norman? You must have one, or share at least one with our audience.
There's a lot of them, but I think one of our biggest things I was a part of was when we was at UConn my freshman year, and Syracuse was a dominant team in the country, a dominant team in the Big East playoffs, and we put together a game plan. And we blew Syracuse out in a New Haven Coliseum by 20 points.
Boy,
never forget that.
And those were the days when UConn played in the New Haven Coliseum, and they packed the place.
Yeah.
And they wanted to make sure that all of the sports fans from downstate and upstate had a chance to see the team. So we played some of the games in the New Haven Coliseum, which is now a parking lot. Yeah. And then the rest of the games were at the University of Harford, or packed them into the field house.
That's right. Oh, man, what great days, great days. My goodness, we're out of time. I can't believe this. We're going to run this schedule down again, Brad, the big weekend coming up, weekend after next, following the news. Michael, Norman, thank you so much for coming in and joining us.
This is like old times.
We're grateful. We're certainly grateful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless you all.